Good morning. It's August 14th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is I Hear You Knocking. And the recording was Fats Domino singing I Hear You Knocking off of the legendary Imperial Recordings. Most people have probably heard that in order to be a Christian, you simply have to invite Jesus into your heart. There's even a famous book entitled My Heart, Christ's Home by Robert Munger. Sounds easy, right? But an awful lot of people are perfectly happy to just crack the door a little and ask his advice, then slam it closed again. Inviting the light of the world into your home sounds like a great idea, until, as the comedian Michael Jr. puts it, you suddenly realize that your house is a mess. Letting the light into your house might just reveal a whole lot of things that you've worked so hard at keeping in the dark. I mean, it's okay, maybe, if Jesus comes and sits in the good room. In Michael Jr.'s set entitled Bring a Friend, he explains that the good room is that room in your grandmother's house that is just perfect. All the good china and silver on display, the furniture covered with plastic except Sunday, and it always faces the street. It's the room where people can see through the windows. That's the part of you that you're willing to let the world admire. Jesus did say he would come to the door and knock. If anyone who hears his voice will simply open the door, he will gladly come in, Revelation 3:20. But Jesus also said he came for sinners, not the righteous. The great physician comes for the sick, not the healthy, Matthew 9:12. So if you've got a drug problem, or an alcohol problem, or a porn problem, or a gambling problem, or a fidelity problem, or a gossiping problem, or an anger problem, or a holding a grudge problem, or any other things you don't want anyone to know about, remember this. God can see through your roof, and Jesus can see through your door. He already knows, and he loves you anyway, Romans 8:1. So when you hear him knocking, don't be like Fats Domino and just decide that he can't come all the way in. Throw open the door and let him pick his way through your messy house. His love will teach you how to love, and you'll have the whole place cleaned up in no time. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. If we love you, why don't we trust you enough to let you see every room in our messy house? Remind us, Spirit, that there's no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus. Help open the door for the light of the sun, so all the things we wish to hide can be exposed and cleansed from our hearts. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.